No, the white phone.
This is Captain, over.
One moment for your call from the Mayo Clinic.
Captain, over. White courtesy phone. Captain Clarence, over.
I've got it.
Thank you.
G'day, I'm Eric. Dateline Monday, the 26th of May, 2014. Hello from the Channel Eric studio here in Western Sydney. This is a special mini episode that is going across all of the programs on Channel Eric. So my apologies if you listen to this more than once. I'll try and keep this particularly short for that particular reason. Some announcements and just a general information about what's happening in and around Channel Eric and me because of the way things have gone in relation to ErcPod, for instance. You are actually in the middle, if you are listening to ErcPod, my talk podcast, you are in the middle of my American series, and I'll look up exactly where I am in relation to that, but I'm nowhere near current. As of the time that I'm actually recording this episode in May, I am still having episodes coming out. The ErcPod episodes from the trip early in 2014, January, February, in America, Mexico, Singapore, and Japan, they're still going. I'm in ErcPod time. I'm just leaving Portland, Oregon, heading over to Miami on the jet plane in mid-January, and it's now May. Those episodes are going to continue, so I thought I would put this message on all the feeds so you can have a bit of an update across all the shows, and then you can do with this update what you need to do. And for the ErcPod listeners who only listen to ErcPod, you won't have to wait to hear this message until the end of the end of that particular series. Because as people like Albert and Sean, I know, I recorded, and also Ian from Canada, I recorded a lot of audio from that particular trip. Indeed, I'm just about to go on to another trip over to overseas land, primarily basing myself in London, England, and then doing various day trips across Europe from there, hoping to meet up with some friends of mine, which will be absolutely awesome. While I am overseas, I'll be basically overseas for the entire period of June, leaving in the first week of June and coming back at the end. I will be doing the audio booze again, so if you follow me on Twitter especially, you will be able to listen in close to real time to my snippets on the recent trip. Not too sure if they're going to be daily. That's probably the way it'll end up. And then when I get back to Australia, those episodes, I'll do exactly what I did for the American trip for ErcPod. So the best ways to keep in contact with me while I'm overseas on those trips is via Twitter, where I'm at ErcPod, or Facebook. There's links to both of those places in the show notes, and that way you can see what I'm up to, because ErcPod time, for instance, as somebody does a totally ridiculous burnout in front of my house, those ErcPod episodes are going to be way, way into the future. But if you listen to me basically on Twitter via the audio booths, you'll be able to keep up and pretty close to real time, like I've done on the last trip. So ErcPod, TalkPod, my original talk podcast, it is going fine, and it will be continuing. I think I worked out something like October, with several episodes a week, will be the final date of the early 2014 trip, and then it'll go on to this trip. When it comes to the other talk podcasts, I do have content for On the Rails with Irk, which is my railway podcast. I haven't got round to releasing any of that yet. I'll be doing that when I return from the trip on the rails with Irk. I have some audio from the new light rail extension in Sydney, from a ride in Perth along the Mandaline, and I also have some recordings that I recorded when I was in America and also in Japan and Singapore. No, I didn't ride a metro in Malaysia, but you'll be able to hear those when I get back. When it comes to Irk to the Diary Room, which is my podcast about TV, news, pop culture, entertainment, etc., hasn't really been a lot to talk about because I've mainly been doing podcast work and watching hockey matches and whatnot. There's only one television show that I want to talk about in some detail, but that can wait until I come back. If you are listening to this and you haven't checked out If You Are the One, it is a Chinese dating show that appears here in Australia on the SBS2 network. You can also see episodes via YouTube if you just do a search for If You Are the One. It's a very, very funny Chinese dating show, English subtitles, and just amazing. There's a lot of fans who actually watch that show on Twitter, live tweeted, etc., and it is hilarious. But more about that, when I come back at some stage, I'm going to do a episode about that and anything else that I watch in the meantime. I've been watching a lot of sport and sports television and all that sort of stuff. Speaking of sport, I'm about to actually release a new sport podcast, which is going to be the first sport podcast that I've ever done. If you've been listening to ErkPod or if you've been following me on social media, you will be aware that I am now a massive ice hockey fan, and that indeed I have found a love of the game after being introduced to it in America. There is the Western Hockey League that I was following the Portland Winterhawks as they went through to their season. And so I'll be talking about that next season. The Portland Winterhawks, by the way, they made it all the way through to the championship final series, but unfortunately they were defeated by the Edmonton Oil Kings, which was a real shame. You might remember that in a recent episode of ErkPod, I actually spoke to Sean Norris, who is the stadium announcer for the Portland Winterhawks in the Western Hockey League. After we recorded that chat, we were watching at, he was watching at his place or at the arena when he was working, and I was watching and listening back here. And the team actually won 21 games in a row. They won their conference, and they went through to the championship final, but unfortunately were defeated in Game 7. I'll actually be repeating or replaying some of the content that I recorded overseas in the preview episodes for the new hockey podcast, which, by the way, is called Irk to the Penalty Box. And if you're into ice hockey, you'll totally understand that particular reference. So Irk to the Penalty Box, I'll be repeating the chat with Sean, which was an absolutely awesome chat. He also commented on the show, by the way, that he was on after listening back to it. That chat was recorded in January, just before I left Portland, and the episode came out in May, so it was some time, you know, half the hockey season had actually passed by the time that he... Now, that's really strange. I'm going to have to get a plan B for that one. Half the season had actually passed by the time that the interview came out, and so obviously there was a lot of water that's passed underneath the bridge. So I thought I'd read you Sean's comment, because that was a really cool one, and it also A, shows that he listened back to it, he enjoyed it, and also him and I have been chatting backwards and forwards. I've introduced him to the Australian Ice Hockey League, more about that in a minute, and also, you know, we've been chatting and it's been good. He said, "I was listening to this again and I had a couple of thoughts. What fun we had during this conversation. I can't wait to hang out with you again soon, Erk. Number two, I can tell how tired I was. Lots of and well so. Sounds like I was taking a good bit of time to form my thoughts. I'm sure that having a couple of beers in me had nothing to do with that. And number three from the interview, one minor correction. Moose Jaw is in the Canadian province of Saskatchewan." You know, that strange Canadian province way up north that's very hard for me to pronounce. Not Alberta. He said it at least twice wrong in the episode. And he continues to say, "For all of my Moose Jaw fans out there, I wholeheartedly apologise to both of you." And so that was cool. So I'll be replaying that chat on the Erk to the Penalty Box feed. So if you haven't heard it before, you'll be able to hear it. It'll give you actually a great overview of how I got into it in the first place. It will also give you a great overview of the Western Hockey League, and it will also give you some of the behind the scenes about the league itself and also what it's like to be an announcer at a sporting venue for a competition. So I'm actually looking forward to hearing that one again myself. So while I'm talking about hockey, just a quick chat about the Australian Ice Hockey League, which the season is underway. It's underway. The season here, as I found out, runs from April through to September. So basically the middle of the year, which is the Australian winter, runs during those periods. So it basically runs the opposite to the NHL and the WHL and the North American and the European competitions. And what we're finding is that there's a lot of people from overseas who are interested in the game as well. And of course, I'll be talking a lot more about it on the new podcast. Erk to the Penalty Box will indeed be starting at the end of June. It will be a weekly podcast talking about the Australian Hockey League as we come into the semi-finals, and also talking about, when appropriate, the WHL and the NHL and anything else hockey-related. I've even got my first guest penciled in, and I haven't even produced an episode yet, which was rather cool. In fact, I might as well tell you, because, you know, if it happens or not, well, we'll see what happens. But you may or may not have heard of the music group The Zambonis. If you don't know what a Zamboni is, the Zamboni is basically the machine that drives around an ice rink, cleaning the ice at regular intervals. And in a regular hockey game, they do it at least twice. You know, twice during the play, and once before it, and once after the game. So they're a really good rock group. You might think they're a novelty group, but they put just as much effort into their music as anyone else. But all of their songs, as you might imagine, are hockey related. So I've actually emailed their publicist asking for permission to play their music, and then I tweeted at them, not necessarily expecting them to respond to me, and they almost responded pretty much straight away. Because I mentioned them in a tweet and told them what I was doing, and they've basically invited themselves onto the show. So now we just have to work all that out and whatnot. But it will be interesting because obviously those guys have an extensive history, massive hockey fans, obviously, but also quality musicians, which also fits in with some of the other things. It also fits into some of the other things that I do here on Channel Irk. So, back to the penalty box, what's happening? I'm about to put into a feed some preview episodes, so it will be on iTunes before the first episode starts in June when I return to Australia. Until the end of the Australian Ice Hockey League season in September, the episodes will become weekly. The other show that I'll be launching is a show that is called Irk to the White Courtesy Fan. Irk to the White Courtesy Fan. You actually heard the opening theme to Irk to the White Courtesy Fan at the start of this particular chat. You might be asking what Irk to the White Courtesy Phone is. It is a show which is a talk show, and it will be about travel. It will be about my trips, some of the stories from my trips, some of my experiences, some of my tips to make your travel more easy and more enjoyable. And also, in time, if there's any travel-related people or people who like to travel, it would be awesome to get them on the show as well. More of a informational show rather than just a tag along with me, which is pretty much what I do on IrkPod, and that will continue on IrkPod, my main talk podcast, my original talk podcast since 2007. What I basically do there is tell you all about my life, what's going on, and if I go for a trip somewhere, I usually take you along for the ride. So there will be preview episodes, which is basically content that I've already used before, for both Irk to the Penalty Box and Irk to the White Courtesy Phone coming up. So when these shows commence you will be able to find them on iTunes as of episode 1. I notice what some podcasters do. They'll produce their first episode, they'll produce their second, third, fourth, maybe fifth, sixth episode, and all during those episodes they'll say, find me on iTunes. Well, find me on iTunes when iTunes accepts my listing. And so you have to wait a few episodes before you can actually find them on iTunes. So what I do, I produce content such as this, or such as things that I've recorded before, just to put them in a feed, because iTunes want to see that you've done a certain amount of podcasts before they approve you to get into the iTunes store. And if you get into the iTunes store, that means that lots of other podcast apps and podcatchers and everything can find you as well. So you don't need to worry about things like RSS feeds and whatnot. So they will be coming up, and eventually both shows will be part of the Channel Irk Mega Feed, which contains everything. So they're the two new podcasts. There is more information about both of them on the Channel Irk website at channelirk.com about all the shows. So that basically tells you what's coming up with the talk shows. I should tell you, by the way, that Irk to the White Courtesy Phone, I thought of the concept of that when I was in America, as you'll hear on the preview episodes that I've got coming up. And you may or may not have seen one of my favourite movies of all time called Airplane, or here in Australia it was called Flying High, from the late 1970s. And it was basically a comedy about air travel and what happens when things go wrong. And as you heard in the introduction and as you'll hear in the outro, that's one of my favourite lines, and sometimes I'll say that on Twitter or Facebook if I want to talk to someone. I might type at Shauno to the White Courtesy phone. And somebody like Shauno knows that when I ask him to come to the White Courtesy phone, that means I want to talk to him about something either publicly or privately. And it's a line from the movie where Captain Clarence Over is walking through the airport. And through the airports back then, and still now, as I found out earlier this year, they still have White Courtesy phones where they might pay Captain Over to the White Courtesy phone. He'll go to the White Courtesy phone, pick it up, talk to the operator, and the operator will say, "Oh, Captain Over, you know, there's a doctor here from the Mayo Clinic who wants to talk to you," and the operator puts the Mayo Clinic through to Captain Over and they have a chat. And so donned around the airport, especially in a lot of places in America, there's these White Courtesy phones that they use for things like that. So that's basically where that came from. And considering that a major part of travel is being in the air and at airports, and it's one of my favourite movies of all time, that's what it is. Just to briefly tell you about how the music shows are going, IRC FM Metal Monday, IRC FM International, and IRC FM Australia, the shows are continuing on a weekly basis. I'm not actually taking submissions at the moment. Well, I'm taking them. I'm not just doing anything about them at the moment because of the overseas travel, so they'll be waiting for me when I get back. All of the shows have been recorded for my trip away, and so during June, I won't have to worry about any of the music shows. They will continue to come down the pipes and into your ears on the respective days. IRC FM Metal Monday on Mondays, IRC FM International featuring international music from around the world on Wednesdays, and also IRC FM Australia featuring music from Australia on Fridays. But of course, we'll still hear them, so that will be cool as well. Those shows are continuing, and it is going to be awesome. So just to sum up, new podcast, IRC to the Penalty Box about ice hockey. Preview episodes coming up. There will be a couple of episodes in June, and then weekly episodes for the remainder of the Australian Ice Hockey League competition. I actually thought about doing that next year, but I thought, no, I can't wait until next year. I will just jump in and just give another point of view about the Australian Ice Hockey League. There are a couple of podcasts at the moment which I'm working on to help improve their exposure, and so you can find them on iTunes in time, hopefully this week as I'm recording this, called Pucker Up and also It's All Good All, that you can both find via HewittSports.com. And speaking of Hewitt Sports, I am actually doing a series of articles for them, including opinion pieces, game previews and game reports for the Australian Ice Hockey League on HewittSports.com. And so the articles will appear on HewittSports.com. A couple of articles have already appeared on the official Australian Ice Hockey website. And any future articles, of course, I want you to go over and read them at Hewitt Sports. I'll tweet them on social media, on Twitter and Facebook, when they come out. But there'll be an archive on the IRC to the Penalty Box main page, so you can see some of the writing that I've been doing, apart from the talking. Writing about and tweeting about and interacting with fans, I've been learning a lot about the game within the last 5 months or so, to the point that I can actually write match reports about them and have people read them and enjoy them and that sort of thing. So, IRC to the Penalty Box, preview episodes coming up. IRC to the White Courtesy Fan, the new travel podcast, preview episodes coming up. The preview episodes will feature content from both new podcasts. And then, of course, when episode one for each podcast starts, they'll go their own separate ways. IRC Pod continues on the rails with IRC, and IRC to the Diary Room will come back on a limited basis when I return from my trip to Overseas Land and IRC FM International, IRC FM Australia, and IRC FM Metal Monday continue as normal. Anywho, I'm IRC. Lots to tell you. One more thing to tell you before I go. I am trying to run Channel IRC here on a shoestring. If you enjoy what I do, I am seeking optional monthly contributions. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. Totally optional. And anything that I do raise from it via Patreon goes to things like web hosting, audio hosting costs, domain names, and that sort of thing. If you do indeed sign up, there will be additional content that you won't get on a podcast via the Patreon. So if you want more information about anything that I've spoken about, channelirk.com. Until next time, I'm IRC. Thank you very much for listening. Just keep it IRC. That's all I can say. Keep it IRC. Thank you to everyone who listens. And I hope you enjoy what I do, because I certainly enjoy what I do, no matter where I'm doing it or what it is that I'm actually doing. Till next time. Good night, Interweb. Here's the closing music for IRC to the White Courtesy Phone.